Welcome back to the New York Sports Exchange, episode number 145. We are in person.
It's been a while.
Back where it all started.
Back at the roots, Stan.
Back at the roots started. We were in this very basement, episode one. We have not made it to this basement since 144 episodes later. Here we are.
And welcome back.
Welcome back, Peter Murray.
What up? Good to be back. Yeah, we're back.
In order to go forward, you have to go backwards, yeah, exactly. And here we are.
Sometimes you gotta live in the past.
So, yep, exactly.
You just gotta live in the past every once in a while. We're here to, we're gonna talk some NBA free agency, all the moves, all the NHL free agency moves, All-Star Week, or whatever the hell you want to call it, MLB All-Star or
something.
Game, Home Run Derby, that happened, trade deadline coming up, a lot of moves to be made, a lot of discussions, Yankees on the bit of a skid. The Mets are in a playoff spot.
It's that time of year, baby.
It's going to be a long one. It's going to be a long episode. So let's just get it started. NBA free agency. We're all the trades. So we're going to start from the earliest move to the latest moves. So let's start it off. Alex Caruso to the Oklahoma City Thunder for Josh Giddey, straight up. Let's just start with the Thunder's perspective here. It makes him a threat.
Are you kidding me? This was such a steal. I can't believe you just moved Josh Giddey for Alex Caruso. That is the perfect fit.
It's absurd.
For that Thunder team.
It's actually absurd.
You get a defensive. It makes zero sense to make that move whatsoever.
And then we'll talk about the other move that they made with Hartenstein. We'll talk about that later.
But there's no value in Josh Giddey. There's
no
value in Josh Giddey.
I don't really understand trading away Alex Caruso, one of your best players. Teams value his defense so much. They value his defense so much, and you don't get any draft picks for it.
Nothing.
It is inexplicably stupid.
And you get a guy in Josh Giddey who
insanely stupid.
Honestly hasn't really had too much success in that Thunder system when it seems like every other young guy they've brought up has worked out. Every single other guy,
yeah.
And you have the one sore thumb, and now you get a defensive masterpiece to pair with Lu Dort, Shea. This team's going to be sick.
Yeah, this team's going to be good. This team's got a legitimate shot to win the Western Conference.
Are they not favorites?
I would say they're the favorites to win the West right now, yeah. But that was a thing with OKC last year. It was, yeah, they were the one seed, but they're a really young team. And then they got knocked out by a more experienced Dallas Mavericks team. And now they go get that much-needed veteran depth. You get Caruso. You get Hartenstein, who we'll talk about later. Let me just check the Western Conference odds in the NBA right now.
It would make note. They have to be the favorite.
They would have to be the favorite. I know. Let's see. Western Conference.
Minnesota.
Wow.
A ton of picks.
They have still have a ton
it's
of picks.
It's 20-31.
Oklahoma City plus 310. Minnesota plus 450. Dallas at plus 450. Denver at plus 450. So it's the West might run through Oklahoma City once again.
The West is loaded.
Next up, Malik Monk staying in Sacramento 4 years, $78 million. This keeps, and we'll talk about another future move that they made a couple of days ago. This keeps the core together, the core of guys that they have, because we all know the connection that De'Aaron Fox and Malik Monk have from Kentucky. You add in Sabonis, and then you add in DeRozan, who we'll discuss further, it keeps them having a fighting chance in the play-in, but
I don't know. I mean, it didn't work out last year. It worked out the year before, but it was too small of a sample size. We said it the year before. They were like a miracle run team.
Yeah, they were a miracle run team.
And now you had DeRozan. I mean, that's borderline Hall of Famer.
We'll get to DeRozan,
but I guess Malik Monk's a good signing. He's a great shooter.
Could have won the sixth man of the year if it wasn't for who won sixth man of the year? Why am I blanking?
I wanted Caris LeVert to win that so badly.
I don't think
it should have been Caris LeVert.
6MOTY. It was Naz Reid.
No, okay, well.
it was Naz Reid. All right, next up. Atlanta trades DeJounte Murray to the New Orleans Pelicans. From the Pelicans' perspective, the return for Atlanta is strange. You get Larry Nance. Okay, that's kind of strange. You get Dyson Daniels, who I like a lot, But now after the draft, you
is DeJounte Murray's value this low, really? I mean, he just feel like he's just getting thrown around now.
I feel like he's getting thrown around, but at the same time, this is the perfect fit for the Pelicans. Although I know that they wanted to trade, Brandon Ingram. That's kind of been thrown around, but I think that's been debunked a little bit.
He's too inefficient. No one wants him.
It's just that the return is very strange. Because Atlanta going into this season is a team that wants to win playoff games this year. And I just don't think that they've made necessarily...
I think Trae Young's gone. He's going to be gone.
I think he will be traded.
I don't think this is a winning team anymore. I think they've kind of given up. It's not. I think DeJounte Murray didn't work out.
I just heard today that the Knicks were looking at or keeping tabs on Clint Capella to be their backup five.
Well, I saw that. I also saw the Lakers are heavily in on him to pair him up with Anthony Davis. I saw a Lakers trade potentially. They want either Austin Reeves, Rui, or Max. Actually, I don't know.
Gabe Vincent.
Probably, it was, yeah.
Heat guy. There you go.
Yeah. I would move
Is
Gabe.
Max Strus on your team?
Yeah, I was. You know what? I lost the train of thought there.
There you go.
But I would move Gabe Vincent. I would not move Rui or Austin Reeves. It just wouldn't make sense for me. I don't know.
New Orleans, as I said before, it's a great fit. They needed a facilitator. They needed a great defender. They had one. That's good infrastructure.
Doesn't move the needle for me, though. This is way too loaded of a Western Conference for this team to even...
Fair.
I don't know. Brandon Ingram's probably... He's there at least on the court more than Zion, but...
Fair enough.
I don't know. Doesn't move the needle for me.
Next up, Kentavious Caldwell-Pope to Orlando. 3 years, $66 million.
KCP.
I'll say this,
legend.
It makes the Nuggets much worse.
Really?
I think so. I think it makes the Nuggets much worse because you look at that two-guard position, and now I think that anyone that is playing with Jokic is significantly better, but look at that shooting guard depth. Christian Brown. Now, I like Christian Brown. I like him as a player. Don't get me wrong. Is he a starting caliber player in this league?
Probably not.
Probably not. Who else is there?
But is KCP? I mean, listen. I think he spaces the floor well for them. You can work through Jokic. If he can hit his shots, it's like a Kyle Korver kind of thing. Is it a lot of money? Yeah.
It is a lot of
money.
But it's
NBA
money. $66 million. Yeah,
it's NBA money.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, that is what it is.
For the Magic, they get a good player whose playing style, his age, just gets better and better
They need shooting.
And
that was the thing they needed.
They don't really have to worry about his defense because they're already a good defensive team. So if he's... He just gets better with age at this point.
This is just a bootleg Klay Thompson. They needed a guy. This is exactly what they went after. And you know what? It's fine. I saw them in the playoffs. You know what? All they needed was shooting and Franz Wagner to maybe step up. But they could get that this year. They're a good team.
Yeah.
Paolo is probably the most underrated player in the NBA.
Yes. I just got his high school jersey. It got delivered to me today.
Congratulations.
Thank you. $30 on eBay. Steal.
eBay?
eBay. Absolute
was
steal.
It game worn?
It was not. Paul George, this is a big one. Paul George to the Sixers, 4 years, $212 million.
Hear me out.
Okay.
If they stay healthy?
If they stay healthy, they're good, yes.
Dude, they might beat Boston if they stay healthy.
I don't think they beat Boston.
I don't know.
I do not think they beat Boston.
I think they're so loaded if they stay healthy.
This definitely extends the window for this Embiid championship window. It extends the window.
The process?
Yeah, whatever the fuck you want.
I'm still trusting this process. Paul George is a hell of a player. He played.
I do think he's good.
And
yeah.
I think the Clippers made a huge mistake re-signing Kawhi Leonard. He was barely on the floor last year. I understand the extension and who Kawhi is, but the fact that you didn't give the same offer to Paul George, who played pretty much every single game for you, and showed up in the playoffs, I don't know. I think they made a mistake here. I think Philly really got.
Yeah.
They got a lot better. A lot better.
The last 2 years of this contract could go bad depending on the health of the team. Go for it, Peter. Say it.
You know who I think is the missing piece for the Philadelphia 76ers?
Who is it?
James Harden.
Yeah, because that's going to happen again.
All right.
Let's call ownership, see what they feel like.
Yeah, call up Daryl Morey, see how he feels. Those last 2 years could go bad depending on how Paul George ages.
God, him and Daryl Morey have the worst relationship, him and James Harden.
I feel like everyone
does.
Has the worst relationship with Daryl Morey. Like, there's really no question about it. Other Sixers moves. Tyrese Maxey gets the max contract, 5 years, $204 million. They also re-signed Kelly Oubre.
Dude, I love Oubre. I wanted Oubre to come to Cleveland. He is a hell of a player.
They also signed Andre Drummond, where that's always been the question the backup center depth. The backup center depth has always been a big question because Paul Reed didn't really cut it. Like, remember when they had Dwight Howard?
Yeah. Well, Drummond, yeah. Drummond is the perfect. He completely revamped his game. He got away from what he used to do with Detroit, what he used to do in Cleveland in that half a season, where he just goes for double doubles and meaningless stats. He's playing good deep ball, and he's still one of the best rebounders of all time.
Yeah.
So
that's a good. It's a good pickup for us. It's good stuff for a good team.
Yeah.
That'll definitely be good. Next up, Isaiah Hartenstein to Oklahoma City. 3 years, $87 million.
Makes a ton of sense.
Yes, it does. I know us Knicks fans are upset. It did come out that Isaiah Hartenstein was going to go back to the Knicks and take the 72.5 million and then take the 72 million and then Oklahoma City offered
Dude,
up.
Dude, take the top of the can off and when you're done just put it in there.
Oh my God, Peter! You can talk. You guys can have conversations.
You can freely speak.
You can freely speak here. You're not in. This is just us and the boys, just having some beers.
We're in the den right now talking sports.
Yeah, this is. Like, I saw a picture on Twitter the other day. It was just like four college kids, like shirtless, sitting on a couch watching the 2004 NFL draft with beers and pizza all over the place. No cell phones, just living in the moment.
Listen, man, I can't even lie to you. I got out of work today. First thing I did was pull up some 2018 LeBron playoff highlights. I was having a real good time. Real good time.
But anyway, Isaiah Hartenstein to Oklahoma City. This makes a ton of sense for a team that's absolutely stacked now.
So fucking loaded.
He brings a ton of
They're
skills
so
to the team.
Loaded. And that adds so much defensive help with that second unit. Yeah.
He's making $87 million to be a backup center.
I think they're...
That's awesome.
Maybe regular... as good as Anthony Edwards is... Nah, you know what? I'm going to... Maybe a hot take. Shea over Ant. I'm going to say that going into next season. I think Shea wins MVP.
Whoa!
I think Shea wins MVP.
Ho-ho!
I think the supporting cast is really going to help his game. Especially, you don't have to rely on him too defensively. You know, they didn't really have to last year. And he's a hell of an offensive player.
All right. Next up, a little bit of an interesting one. Chris Paul to the Spurs, 1 year, $11 million. I think he just gets to, as Dana White steps up to the stage at the Republican National Convention. don't say anything.
Politics aside, Kid Rock just performed at the RNC. It's just on in the background, and you cannot tell me that you're not entertained by 85-year-old white men pumping their fists. That was one of the funniest things I've ever seen. I
peed my head to the TV.
I don't care about politics. Whatever you think, that was hysterical.
I peed my head to the TV. They had the caravan on the side. He was just
We could just talk about our favorite political moments ever. Like, one of my favorites is the 1994. Yes, the 1994 Democratic Convention, where the entire floor at the convention center just did the Macarena.
I mean, this may not be it. I mean, he didn't end up running because he didn't get enough public funding. But when Bernie put that infomercial out and it was all over YouTube, it's like, I need your support. I am in dire need of your support. Just cracking me up.
I am no longer asking. We need the legalization of marijuana.
Anything Bernie did was just hilarious. And when he fell asleep, like crisscross applesauce, like this.
with the mittens and like all that shit.
Bernie.
Oh my God. So anyway, Chris Paul to the Spurs, 1 year, $11 million.
He's just gonna be feeding lobs to Wemby.
Yeah, it's a good fit despite the low expectations.
Chris Paul cuts the lead to 42 with a very important three.
Yeah, this is a good fit. He's just gonna throw up lobs to Wemby. I think this is sort of is this the last we'll see of Chris Paul?
Yeah, but I also think this is a Wemby, like stepping out of his shell. I think Chris Paul's really gonna help him at least distribute because last year. It felt like everyone on the Spurs just didn't want to see him succeed. Jeremy Sochan completely he overtook games where he just took 30
don't
shots.
Don't get me wrong, I love Trey Jones, but it
makes no sense.
Give Wemby the ball.
I don't care
if
you're forcing the ball to him. He's 7'4" with like an 8-foot wingspan. Just throw it up.
Exactly, exactly. Next up, Tobias Harris, 2 years.
Skip.
We have notes for this because there's so many moves between the NBA and the NHL. I literally wrote in all caps, LMFAO, at Tobias Harris getting $52 million.
Why did we know this was going to happen, though? Why were they, like, actively open about wanting
to
give him this
money? It's so
funny
because my friend Nick, his advisor at Seton Hall either is or was, it was one or the other, is or was Tobias Harris's agent. So I just had to text
him. What?
Yeah. I know. I had to text him. I was like, your advisor giving Tobias getting Tobias Harris $52 million is nasty, nasty work.
Bro, him getting... Oh my god!
He sucks at basketball. He's back.
He's made the most. He made the most money for any NBA player never to make an All Star team.
Yeah, absurd.
He got a max extension. He got the most biggest contract ever for a non All Star, and that was years ago.
He gets to go back home, right where it started. Oh, in Detroit.
Great, go back home. He wasn't even that good at Detroit. He was 14-8. Like he wasn't. No.
Next up, another big one. Klay Thompson to the Dallas Mavericks.
0-10.
3 years, $50 million. Let's talk about it from Golden State's standpoint. This breaks up the big three. And
God, it was time to move on. Is there even a big three anymore?
It was time to move on.
Draymond's such a shell of himself.
Yeah, exactly. They missed out on Paul George.
This Chris Paul thing didn't work out. I mean,
it's going to be... This is really it.
This might be like a Steph farewell kind
honestly,
of thing.
Yeah, I was just going to say, like, it's going to be hard to see Steph compete in, like, the playoffs and all that for the rest of his career, I'm being honest. If they don't build the right, unless they want to, like...
How'd they even win, 22?
22, yeah. I feel like 22, it was sort of...
That was like a Red Sox, 2018 Red Sox kind of, like...
Not 2018 Red Sox, but I just...
What the hell have they done since? They really bought in.
I forget the comparison for... I wouldn't say the 2018 Red Sox because they made it to the championship series and... 21.
Yeah, fair, but they gave up everything for that team. Now they have no one.
Yeah, fair. All right. Dallas, great move for Dallas despite having to move Josh Green to Charlotte, part of the sign and trade. They get better offensively. However, they get worse defensively. I think it's a perfect fit for them offensively because Luka and Kyrie, we know with their passing. Now you got a hopefully solid shooter spotting up at the
corner. I feel like it's more of a question mark than anything.
It's more of a question mark, but right now I think it's sort of a... The expectations are high.
Would they have benefited more? I know this is like all hypothetical and Kyle Korver doesn't play basketball anymore, but from a guy more like just a stand and shoot Kyle Korver kind of guy than more of like a Klay Thompson? Because I know Klay, like, you know, Klay used to create off the screen, you know.
Now he's curling off screen.
But he's not making them.
He's not making them, exactly.
75% of what he was, though. If he's 75% of what he was, though, then he's definitely like that creates a big three.
Lively definitely takes a step this year. You have PJ. Do they have PJ Washington again?
Yeah, they think they still do.
They have PJ Washington. Gafford is still there, I believe.
Daniel Gafford, yeah.
Gafford was solid.
He stepped in, yeah.
He stepped in big. It's just that the bench depth is just an issue. Dana White is going ape shit right now. We have it on mute, but he is going absolutely ape shit. Oh wait, is this?
This is live. Yeah. Dana White's going crazy.
Is he coming out?
Who?
Trump.
Not yet.
Okay. Oh wait. No wait. Oh yeah. Proud to be an American. Oh yeah. Here's his theme song. I don't think so. Yeah. We can. All right. We'll be back. Yeah. Pause it right now. Just hit the space bar. Boring. So now we're back to this. So we already talked about Klay Thompson going to the Mavericks. Great opportunity for him. 3 years is a lot, especially for a guy like him, don't we think?
Listen, it's an investment, yeah, but they need the shooting. Take what you can get. I feel like right now their window with Kyrie and Luka is
big.
It's now, so go after it.
Next up, Miles Bridges, 3 years, $75 million to Charlotte. Congratulations, Miles. You get $75 million for beating the shit out of your wife in front of your kid. Great job. Nice.
No, honestly though, you're right. Like it may sound funny, but it makes no sense. You don't know this?
Oh, you don't know what happened to Miles
Bridges? Dude, he got offered a max extension and then the day like really literally the day before he was able to be offered that max extension, which they talked about going into the season, he came out that he beat the living shit out of his wife right in front of his kid. And he really didn't do any jail time or anything for it. Like, there was nothing out of it. He sat out for a season, and now he's back, which is so ridiculous.
It's insane, and he's getting $75 million.
And he's still rapping, so.
And he's still rapping. It just adds.
27 days.
It just adds to the dysfunction.
27 nights.
Shut up. It just adds to the dysfunction that is the Hornets organization.
And
with
LaMelo, and Jordan with, set them up for that because he did a horrible job before. They're
now,
fucked for a while.
LaMelo Ball's getting sued for running over a kid's foot.
That whole culture down there is ridiculous. They drafted Brandon Miller after the gun charges. I get it. It's funny the narrative that's going on.
That guy can shoot.
He dropped 50 after they accused him of being involved in a murder.
That was insane. Well, they were playing Vanderbilt basketball.
Listen, 50's 50. Let's come on.
Especially in college.
Slow your roll.
Yeah, fair enough. All right, enough with Miles Bridges. Next up, DeMar DeRozan to the Kings in a sign and trade. 3 years, $76 million. This doesn't really move the needle.
No.
Especially with how many juggernauts are in the Western Conference. But in all honesty,
It adds some plushness, it adds games down to the wire.
I'm putting my money on DeMar DeRozan and De'Aaron Fox.
Yes, and
the fact that they're on the same team is even better.
And you know what? It's weird. You know what? You get mid-range scoring, which is not something you really talk about a lot. But you get a really good mid-range shooter, which can really help an offense.
The best mid-range shooter in the league. And last but not least, in the NBA. Tim is so disgusted.
I don't even want to talk about it.
He's so disgusted.
I don't like him at all.
He's handing the microphone over to Peter. Jalen Brunson takes a massive pay cut to give the Knicks flexibility. He was owed, what was it? The year before, he would have been owed how much?
300 something?
No, it was like 270 something.
I don't know. Something very high.
Instead, he takes a 4-year $156 million extension. Yeah. Yeah, Aiden. What? Exactly.
Shut up.
Jalen Brunson is... Go, New York! Go, New York! Go!
Yeah, baby.
Orange and blue skies, motherfucker. Orange and blue
skies. The Nova Knicks.
The Nova Knicks, baby.
Oh, my God. We're back. We're back.
If you go to episode 2, we talk about Kevin Durant.
I wasn't
a
Nets fan, but now I suffer from a condition, and it's terminal. It's called Knicks fever, baby.
Let's go, Brunson. He's the king of New York.
If you're going to talk about if you go to episode, my guess is 5, Peter talks about
the Nets are champions.
The Nets are champions after not Nets are champions, but I would or no, actually no, the Nets were in turmoil when we started because then Harden got traded. Sorry, I thought it was vice versa. You guys traded for Harden, and then yeah, my bad about that. But yeah, the Knicks are here, man. $156 million for Jalen Brunson. Could have taken much less. He took half. I said he could have taken much less. He could have took much more and got a payday for himself. But here we
go. Go get a center and figure it out. Let's move on.
All right, fair. Tim, you are right. We do need a center.
If we can get a guy that can play the last 5 minutes at center, if like you said before, if Clint Capella is out
I would
there,
love Clint Capella.
Are you kidding me?
I would love Clint Capella.
Come on.
Do you know
Come
who else
on.
I would also love, but he's going to be a pain in the ass to trade for? Walker Kessler, because Danny Ainge always fucking plays hardball.
Danny Ainge hates you, and it's a cavalanche, baby.
Yeah, he hates us. He fucking hates us.
Danny Ainge just legit hates the Knicks. Like, he refuses to make any trades with you guys.
Yeah. It started with Donovan Mitchell.
You're really not getting anyone.
Yeah.
Thank God. Shout out Danny Ainge.
Shout out Danny Ainge. Okay. So, done with NBA. We are now going to go to NHL. And we're going to bring up some moves. We're going to bring up some big moves. Some of the big-time moves as I try to open this beer here.
Oh, with a three tall boys, not enough.
I mean, this is the
third
one.
Hey, wait. Why don't you get a mini Stella to start you off here? I'll get you a mini Stella.
Fine.
I'll get him a mini Stella.
Mini Stella? Okay. Mini Stella. Okay, to start off the NHL free agency. Yeah, Aiden, if you want to get on this.
It's Gensel. You know Gensel.
Yeah, if you want to get on this, speak on it. Jake Gensel.
Your name has been dropped a million times on this podcast,
yes.
And we still haven't heard from you.
Thank you, sir. All right. So, Jake Gensel signs a 7-year, $9 million AAV with the Tampa Bay Lightning. The Hurricanes traded his rights to Tampa. They were able to work out a deal.
Will they ever be bad is the question.
Will they ever be bad is the question, number one. Number two, this seemed to be the final infinity stone for the Lightning, signing Steven Stamkos.
I know they – okay. Because they traded Mikhail Sergachev. Yes, I get it.
To the I'll just say this. Look out for the Utah Hockey Club.
It's too deep of a West, but yeah, maybe.
It's too deep of a West, but hey, look out. They got Tiege. I love Tiege again, man.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's going to take it's a few years for him to get in there. Logan Cooley's going to take a step this year. I don't know if a lot of these guys are going to translate well to Utah, but...
Who do they get from Washington, Utah? Because I know, what's his name? Chikrin
was...
He's Ottawa.
Ottawa, yeah.
I'm a dumbass. Sorry about that.
Anyway, Tampa gets a lot better. This power play, which I didn't think could get any better, gets amazing. And this power play that I honestly didn't think it'd get better probably gets a lot better.
You just said that.
Yeah, but I reiterate. Anyway, you put Nikita Kucherov on a line with Braden Point, Jake Gensel. I mean, this is... Yeah.
Is 7 years too much?
No.
Okay, how old is he?
Not that old. Is he even 30 yet?
I don't think. Let me...
Even if he's 30 years old, still. I don't think he's 30 yet.
Jake Gensel is 29. He turns 30 October 6th. So this is his age 30 season going into
still. I mean, and the cap again is going up every single season. Yes. So $9 million a few years down the road. Yeah, yes. I feel like it's a good extension.
I never added this to the notes, by the way, but I have to mention the Rangers getting Riley Smith. We'll mention that. We'll mention that when we get to Duke.
Great move, Drury.
All right, hang on. We'll mention that when we get to Duclair. Next up, Nashville. Definitely the winner of
what
the offseason.
What the hell? Barry Trotz went crazy.
The winner of the offseason. They go ahead and sign Steven Stamkos, Jonathan Marchessault, Scott Wedgwood, and Brady Shea.
Shea is such an it may not be underrated, but he's going to do so much for that team, because you pair him with Yossi. Oh,
do so many turnovers.
They got Stamkos projected as the second line left winger right now.
So that would be settle down, Murray. So that would be
Forsberg, Marchessault, and
Ryan O'Reilly.
Yeah. I mean, that's a good first line.
Outstanding first line. They look good. They look really good, especially now that they extended Saros. They have a good core to build around with how many years
they've
signed.
Their goaltending's going to be good.
They've locked up Juuse Saros. Roman Yossi's a great defenseman
to
build around.
Does Skarov get called up because they never traded him? I mean...
We'll see. We shall see.
They tried to trade him. They couldn't get rid of him. They tried one to move in the top 10. They couldn't.
Next up, Brandon Montour to the Seattle Kraken. 7 years for $7.1 million. This is the perfect fit for the Seattle.
Yeah, heck of a defenseman. It's Florida's definitely falling apart a little bit just because you can't afford to keep all these guys. I just mean pieces are falling off a little bit just because you can't afford them. But yeah, heck of a pickup. He's a heck of a defenseman.
This is the offensive production that they need defensively. The power play, what was it? 70 something. It's good for 20th in the league. Now you get a nice defenseman on your power play.
Yeah, you also take a step back this year from, making the playoffs and everything. It's just, this is,
it's a big step forward.
Regroup, bolster up the lineup, get Matty Beniers some help, and start moving forward.
Next up, Jake DeBrusk to the Vancouver Canucks.
Underrated move. Ooh. A guy who performed in a city he hated to play in. He actually had three trade requests out of Boston, which were official. And now he's
gone. $5.5 million.
It's so reasonable.
It gives Vancouver options on both sides. 20-goal scorer gives him an extra body on the penalty kill.
They're deep, and if Pedersen plays, this is his he should be an 100-point guy. I mean,
should be. Shows that this past year of Vancouver
is not a fluke.
It was not a fluke. They're ready to run it back in the Western Conference, and they're prepared to do it. They're prepared to make a run for the Cup. Next up, Chris Tanev to the Toronto Maple Leafs, 6 years, $4.5 million AAV. There's so many questions here.
I don't even know because Toronto going into this offseason, the whole thing is, the core four is blowing up, which is the fourth offseason in a row they've said that.
It hasn't.
And now they're going to move forward with the same thing.
I'll just say this with Tanev. It seems like a move that you would make at the deadline.
Not in the offseason.
It seems like a guy you would get for 6 months, not 6 years.
And it seems like their team last year right now is probably better on paper than what it's going to be this year. And it's time, really got to take a hard look in the mirror and be like, this is kind of it for them.
We'll see. It seems like a lot of money. Next up, Brett Pesce. To the New Jersey Devils, 6 years, $5.5 million. They needed a defensive identity after after losing Dougie Hamilton for the year, Luke Hughes wasn't cutting it. What's the other defenseman's name?
Nemec.
Simon Nemec wasn't cutting it as well. Marino as well.
I mean, it's not that they weren't cutting it.
It seems like the perfect, I hate to say it's a good fit for the Devils.
What they did is they got a bunch of big, hard-hitting defense, but they were very undersized in the back end last year. Teams take advantage of that a lot. They won a ton of corner battles. They forced a lot of turnovers. They forced a lot of pressure. They made mistakes. And you know what? They got a goalie.
They're going to be good. They're going to be pretty good.
FanDuel's no shit. Yeah, and they always have the Isles not making the playoffs, and look what happens. Every year, what happens? Every year, they make the playoffs. So
I'm combining two into one here. Elias Lindholm and Nikita Zadorov to Boston. Lindholm gets 7 for 7.75. Zadorov gets 6 for $5 million a year. I feel like it's sort of a... Because last year, these two guys did not perform well in the regular season. Lindholm for Calgary and Vancouver, Zadora for Vancouver all year, all regular season, and then they sort of stepped it up in the playoffs. They were able to get their money. The big question is, does Boston get the playoff versions of Lindholm and Zadorov throughout the regular season?
I don't know if they need it. I mean, I think wherever they are in the playoffs, they're going to be fine. They're always a good team. They have Swayman and Net, which is
they traded Ullmark to Ottawa, right?
No. Ottawa. Yes. Yeah, you're right. But I mean, their goaltending's fine. I think any team with Pastrnak's power play is going to be great. They're fortunate enough to have Marchand on that crazy deal to be able to afford these guys. They're always a deep team. I don't know. I don't know if they need, you know, the immediate impact like they had in the playoffs, but if they could just have a consistent year and show up when it matters, yeah. I think they'll be fine.
To our teams now. The Islanders. Go get Anthony Duclair. 4 years, $3 million AAV. I'm going to say it. This gives the Islanders much-needed offensive depth.
Yes, it does. It actually helps this first line a fuck ton. It adds speed, which is exactly what they needed to play with Barzal. I mean, a line of Barzal, Horvat, and Duclair sounds pretty fucking good to me.
Sounds pretty good to me. Sounds pretty nice. And then, last but not least, the Rangers. They go get Riley Smith. And now, I've heard mixed reactions. People are like, I know Penguins fans that are like, you're going to be miserable with him. I've heard Rangers fans that are like, okay, this is a Stanley Cup champion, played on the top line in Vegas during that Stanley Cup year, played with Marchessault and Stone. And I've just heard mixed. I don't know what to think of it. Like, I really just don't know what to think of it. I feel like, Peter, you're very...
I'm coming in hot.
Yeah, you're coming in hot with this one. I can feel it.
It's a good move. Like, it's definitely a good move, but this is just... This is another move that it's like, okay, this is the type of move you make when you want to lose in the Eastern Conference Finals again.
I think it's
unreal. It's Wenberg. It's all these guys. These guys come and they produce, and they overproduce. They do better than they should. But when are we ever going to make the move for that one freaking big piece, man? Gensel should have been here at the deadline, but no. Dolan wanted his first-round pick at the Sphere because he owns it.
Okay. Whoa. Time out with Gensel.
Gensel should have been here
Time out with the Gensel thing.
Okay, trade.
Because when we made those big moves at the deadline last year, or the second year of the line, when we got Patrick Kane, we made those big moves.
Those aren't big moves. Those aren't big moves. No, those are just big names. That's exactly what I'm saying.
Tarasenko did pretty well with a Stanley Cup champion team.
He was on the third line, and he was on the second power play.
Didn't he score the clinching goal? Or did he score the first? I know he scored a goal.
There's a lot of pressure taken off the first and second, third and fourth line when the first and second are getting line matched by the two best defensive lines in the playoffs. I'm just saying that. I'm not saying he's not.
Okay, I know, but like, here's the thing.
Those were definition of big name moves, because I've also heard Patty Kane before he signed this offseason, there was another link of him to the Rangers, and it's not the right fit.
I didn't want
got
to
make that move for that star, and they really are the one.
Get in there, Aiden. Aiden, speak on it. Be a man.
Get him the mic, Stan.
Be a man.
Get
up here. Get up here. No, you gotta get up
here. He's a good move. He's just not. He's just not the move that we need right now.
Go for it, Aiden. Speak on it.
I just don't think that Kreider line's the first line anymore.
Thank you.
It is not the first line.
Yeah, because we have to trade Mika.
Well, he's an awesome second liner who kills penalties, too. He kills penalties. Kreider kills penalties. Your whole second line kills penalties now. You'll let Panarin just play the power play.
Would you? All right, let me ask you this.
Panarin can get first line minutes soon. Trocheck's the best player in the team right now.
Trocheck should be a
captain. This is all.
Get Hedl back. I still have. He can play good with Hedl.
All speculation because we're not moving anyone yet. But I'm just saying, hypothetically, you could package someone with Zibanejad to get Marner. Is there any way you?
We're not doing an interdivision.
Zibanejad plays.
Give me it.
Marner kills penalties too.
He does. We're not doing an interdivision trade. That's like, well, they're not in the same division.
Who
you said? Oh, Marner. I thought you said Martin.
Just keep Zibanejad.
No.
He's a free agent.
I'm on a good contract, too.
They do the same thing every offseason. They bring in guys, and they're like, yeah, this is like. Even last year, look at Blake Wheeler. My guy. All right, it's a good name. So is Riley Smith.
He had a minimum
38-year-old.
But still, we're still bringing in these guys that are good pieces. They're good pieces, but they're not going to push us over the edge. The same team has made the Eastern Conference Finals now, two times in the last 3 years? And lost both times. And pathetically, they've been up 2-0 in both series when they shouldn't have and then gotten reverse swept. They haven't made a change. They need one more thing to push them over the top, and it's not a Riley Smith. It's not a Riley Smith. Well, Truba is gone. Truba has to go. Truba's on the ice for every single goal and causes every single penalty.
So speaking of Truba, this whole shit with his wife now, Dr. Kelly Tyson Truba, who's a warrior in the medical field, so they say.
A warrior. All right, big man.
Who's a warrior in the medical field, so they say. It was apparently rumored that Jacob's contract was supposed to line up with Dr. Kelly Tyson Truba's residency, and then her residency got delayed for a year. So now the Rangers were looking to trade Jacob Truba and dump that money. They were ready to trade him to Detroit, his hometown. He was a University of Michigan alum. And then all of a sudden, he adds Detroit to his no-trade list, and then now it's unlikely that they're going to trade him now.
Well, we got Aiden sitting here. How many years have we been saying that's a horrible contract? I mean, since you got him.
It's the worst.
Since you got him.
It's honestly up there with one of the worst. Like, I'm not like that. What? Oh, you got. Oh.
My new Xbox just worked for the first time. The servers were down. I'm finally downloading NCAA Football 25.
That will be in my what I saw. I literally thought as we were talking about Jacob Truba, we traded Jacob Truba.
Would you rather Neil Pionk?
I thought we were going to fucking...
Neil Pionk.
What a name. I forgot about him.
No, yeah, I'd rather Neil Pionk over Jacob Truba. Jacob Truba, he had one good year, and it was like... the year before last year. he was like, all right.
All you guys preaching this guy's the truth. Like, he'll be whatever. And then I've been saying it. It never worked out.
He's good. Like, he's good. He's just not worth $8 million. I feel bad because, like, he's the captain. And, like, his wife is, like, obviously a doctor.
A warrior.
Like, in there. Like, you almost don't want to trade him. But I wish he can just, if he was less money, he would be worth it. But
even with getting rid of Goodrow, does it leave us with that much money?
Goodrow going is great.
It's
That's
great.
Awesome
like honestly, when I found it, like, and I don't care what people say about, like, oh, it did, like Brooksy fucking saying that it didn't, or someone, I don't know if it was Brooksy or somebody else. Someone said that it did not sit well with the locker room that they waved Barclay.
Oh,
Goodrow.
No, it was bad. I mean, because it was like. Like, screwed him. Like,
yeah, well, oh, yeah,
had
they
this
fucked
contract.
Him.
The guy waved the NTC to go to San Jose,
I mean,
and they just said, fuck you, we're going to drop you.
Yeah, we already
and
brought it up.
And then they picked him up right away.
Yeah, and they picked him up. But
They screwed.
They fucking screwed him. They They're royally screwed him.
Same thing to Trouba.
Yeah, they wanted to do the same thing to Trouba. They were like, well, they were like, well,
Detroit anyway.
Then he pulled, you know, my wife's a first responder, and then
I don't know, 1 year. Like, you can't do 1 year. I don't know, like 2 years. It's not that bad. Like, you're getting paid $8 million to do it.
You
Come
can't
on,
do one
dude.
More. Yeah, you can't do 1 year. I think that, but it's like they just had a newborn baby, so then that turns into. Yeah.
I don't know. You're going to visit New York, New Jersey. I'm sorry. Times. This is the business side of this sport.
Yeah, it's
$8 million.
No, it is. Dude. Like, it's
if
just
you're paid $8 million, and this is a matter of like, oh, we're doing this for my wife. You better be fucking. I mean, you better be like a top guy in the league.
Yeah,
because he's
like,
not
the fact
even.
That he's
and
like,
if you were good at your job, you would stay. But you
yeah.
suck.
It's
so,
the
like,
fact
this
that
is on
he's.
You.
It's the so, fact that he's like not like
the
I
fact
get
that you have defensemen making less than him being much more productive
yeah.
is just a telling sign. That's
it's
what
a,
it is.
It's a sign. It's a telling
I mean,
sign.
Schneider just took a spot.
But from 100%. This point of view, what they did in free agency, it seems like that they're prioritizing bringing back all three of Lafreniere, mm-hmm. Miller, and Igor. It seems like that's their priority.
Yeah.
Is Capo available?
I'd say he's
still
is.
A trade
I say he
so
is. Piece.
Is that maybe an enticing you know thing you throw into a Trouba trade, maybe? Careful. Just to move that.
Yeah. Deal. You can add Kako to get rid of his money. Like, do Kako and Trouba for less stuff.
Yeah,
you know? Or, like, I know the Rangers are tied with Zegras, too.
I've seen the rumors about that as well, but I also
I like
think
it.
That, I think that Lafreniere is, like, very, very, very close to being either this year or next year going to be at a 40-goal season. Lafreniere really broke out this year, especially in the playoffs when most of the stars, I would say, Zibanejad, Panarin, everyone was struggling, but Lafreniere was still fighting. That kid line was still fighting. They were the only ones that would really fight between the boards. Like, nah, I'm not going to shit on anyone else like Panarin or any of them for that because they're superstars and they shouldn't have to get hurt and deal with that, but... I think Lafreniere is poised either this year or next year to have his first 40-goal season. He's really blossoming
yeah, and
himself this year. He's also
definitely.
He's also going into his, what, fourth or fifth year in the NHL?
He's 22. Yeah, I mean, he's...
Like, he's actually like, just
listen,
finally becoming a man.
Yeah, I mean,
he's
people...
He's finally, like, getting into his own body, and he's becoming better.
People put...
So maybe we don't give up on Kako
no.
early, I guess.
Too. Well...
But,
there's a difference there because
Kako's a kind of a bitch. Kako's kind of a bitch.
No, there's a difference, but there's a difference. Thing. Yeah, there's
Let me
a difference.
Take back the microphone
there.
Here with Capo Kako. Capo Kako has had plenty. It's like
yes, he's had plenty of chances.
He's had plenty of chances
because you're seeing glimpses.
This,
you're seeing glimpses from
we've seen glimpses, but I've seen. But here's the thing: we drafted Capo Kako second overall. On now, granted, it was a great line. I said this on a previous episode when the Rangers got eliminated. I said that Cooley Wenberg Kako line was the best line in all the playoffs according to the metrics. But here's the thing: we did not draft Capo Kako to be a checking third liner.
He was a second overall pick.
Second overall pick.
You don't draft him to be that, but
exactly.
you'll keep him
yeah,
to be
I
that. Like I don't know,
a fucking
like,
microphone, but
that's great.
I mean, listen,
I'll keep him.
Okay, but look what the Isles did. You draft Michael Dukholz fifth overall. He plays as a third line checking forward. You just move on. You go. That didn't work out.
Sometimes yeah. teams are looking for people like that. Like you don't.
But that's.
But it just sucks that you wasted a second number over.
Yeah, a second overall round. Pick
but
to
are
get
you,
him.
But are the Rangers really looking for that, or can you move him?
I think you move
you can.
Him.
But
honestly,
you move him for
but like,
Brian Rust.
Nothing.
You move him and Trouba for Brian Rust. You get that first line winger you've been looking for. That's a
I
perfect...
would move him to get rid of Trouba though.
Would you not? Would you
I
not go for
guy.
Brian Rust?
It would be so funny.
I don't
if,
want
it would be so
Brian
funny
Rust.
If Trouba went
Brian,
to the fucking
no,
Penguins.
Brian Rust
He's Penguins first liner.
Oh my god, it would be so funny if Trouba went to the Penguins.
I just don't like him.
I would pee my pants laughing.
I hate the Penguins.
All right. Are we done with NHL?
I don't feel like we are. I'm really enjoying this right now.
Oh, yeah. Duclair.
Duclair,
that was like
Duclair.
The best signing in the free agency, too.
Ooh. It honestly was. It honestly was. You know what we didn't bring up? Did we bring up Dubois getting traded?
I think we did.
We may have.
We may have, but if not...
All right, well, now that we got four... What's the first time we've had, like, four actual hockey fans sitting in a circle real quick? This is way too early,
I mean,
but we got one guy over here telling me New Jersey's going to be a hot shot. Can someone be a way too early prediction and give me your top four in the Metro? Going
oh
into, maybe
God.
Even... Lay it out for me. Give me the eight. Can we do that?
I don't want to say. Who did Carolina lose? Because I know Carolina has a lot.
A lot. Kuznetsov's in the K now. Guys, oh, we didn't even bring that. Kuznetsov played in the K.
But that those are but those are got okay. Pesci, yes.
Stefan Nason.
Yeah, Nason. Yeah, dude, they lost everyone. They're screwed.
I still think the Rangers take the top of the Metro as of now. I think it goes Rangers. I'm gonna say
that hasn't worked out one spot yet. Dude, call me crazy. You want me to give me my four right now? Yeah, you're gonna call me nuts because this is just so.
Because I might have a.
You're gonna call me no. Philly might be the worst team in the entire Metro. You're gonna call me crazy. Well, obviously, and this is so it sucks
say
to
it.
Say.
Go for it. Say it. Speak on it.
Dude, top three. I'll give you my top three right now.
Yeah.
It's gonna go Rangers, Isles, Penguins. Ooh. And it's gonna be some old. This is like old school. Like about it's exactly.
Wait, hold. Okay.
They're not in it. They're not in it.
My early,
the injury bug bites them. I don't think.
You want my early?
Hold on one sec. You're really telling me. You're really telling me Markstrom, who's been like a 9-10 save percentage guy making way too much money over the past 2 years, is just going to have a resurrection somehow?
Yeah.
He has been, though. Look at his stats with look at his stats with Calgary. They have not been good.
Yeah. I'm going to go Rangers. It's going to be close. It will be decided by a point or two. But I'm going to go with Rangers, Caps, Islanders, Hurricanes.
Caps. Wow.
I love the Andrew Mangiapane trade. I love the Logan Thompson trade.
Yeah,
I feel
that,
like
that's huge
that
goalie.
That's
him and Lindgren. Yep,
that him and Lindgren. That's a great goalie
They're
tandem.
Just old.
And we
expect too much, but we expect too much from Ovechkin at this point.
Yeah, and you know what? We said the same thing going into the. And I'm not comparing Washington to Vancouver. I'm not comparing Washington to Vancouver here, but going into the year, we were like, going into the year, we said, okay, this Thatcher Demko, Casey DeSmith. Goalie tandem is a pretty good tandem.
Yeah,
and I know that it wasn't the goaltending that really got
but,
to the playoffs.
Yeah,
got them through to the playoffs. But yeah,
hey, Pete, give me right now. Give me the three in the Metro. How it finishes out the next
four.
Year? Way
four,
too early. Yeah,
four
in the Metro.
Four.
Yeah, my four is Washington. 100%. I think Carolina steps out. That's crazy for me to say. I don't know if they make the playoffs.
So
I think Buffalo
four?
Makes it over them.
Really. I would like to see Buffalo in the playoffs.
Probably I'd go four, the Islanders. Three, New Jersey.
How many loser points?
Two. Dude, I can't.
Okay, here's the thing.
Carolina's just always going to be there.
I'm going to interrupt you real quick.
I guess that leaves the Rangers at one. I guess.
I'm going to interrupt you real quick because mine was honestly. Tim, I think the two wildcard teams in the Eastern Conference go through the Metro.
I think they might win both wildcards.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like they go through the Metro. I think it honestly might be a Carolina Devils wildcard.
Actually,
that makes
know.
Sense.
Who out of the Atlantic doesn't make it?
Well, that's I think Detroit's overvalued. I don't think they're as good as people say they're going to be, which is the same thing we've been saying every year. Ottawa's
yeah,
the same way.
I know they got Tarasenko too.
I don't again, doesn't move the needle for me too much. Buffalo's been the same way through and throughout since 2011. I think the roster Buffalo has right now is...
It's a good roster, but it's not...
This is...
Great.
Because you don't know. Teams like the Flyers...
Even...
I think that was a miracle.
I know that these guys were terrible, but Ottawa's still, like, somewhat of a conversation.
It's like a team like
no, but I'm thinking the thing out of all those teams is Buffalo, for me, sparks interest because you got guys like Owen Power, you got, you know...
Tage,
who had a terrible year last year, let's be honest.
Yeah.
You move on from Jeff Skinner, so you have more cap to make some room with maybe in you know the trade deadline. These young guys step in. J.J. Paterka comes back. I mean, this is a good team on paper. Just the problem is their defensive core is built the same way. They're all the same six guys. There's six of the same guys. So if Devin Levi, Ukko-Pekka Luukkonen step up in net, and that D can sort of figure it out.
It's got to be Devin
Levi. Well, I'm thinking is that two tandem. But I'm just saying, I mean.
But,
I don't know.
With
I feel like
hyped, with how hyped up he is, Devin.
Oh,
Levi's step
I
up.
Don't. I don't know.
But here's
I,
the
because
thing.
Look at Boston. And
do
look,
you think? Do you think coaching's the change? Do you think coaching in Buffalo is going to make the big change? Because they hired Lindy Ruff.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that's definitely a huge.
They hired Lindy Ruff?
Yes,
yeah.
They hired Lindy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh shit!
This is an informative podcast, dude.
Yeah. This is. We're on top
of
things.
I think that would be good for them.
Hell yeah! Well, we'll give them some structure.
Okay. All right, we're going to move on from hockey.
That was a great hockey. We haven't had a really good hockey
segment in a while. especially without Jake or Matt. So that's actually good that we got a good hockey segment in there. All right, let's go to baseball. All-Star break.
Oh, baby. Forget All-Star break. Right, the Mets are in the playoffs, baby.
Mets got a playoff spot. I'm happy. Like, here's the thing. Like, I'm not even trying to debunk this. I said that the Mets were a good team on paper.
Like, I'm not knocking that.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Like, I'm singing the shit out of this song.
I drove down to the Jersey Shore last weekend. I'm not kidding. I played this song probably 7 times in the drive. Like, it's the vibes are immaculate.
No, the vibes are high.
Who would have known it would have taken a 35-year-old Jose Iglesias and Grimace.
You're telling
to
me
save
right
the
now,
Mets.
Baseball's not better when it's back.
Also,
Queens, baby.
Even like when both New York teams
we've
are
been
good,
winning
like,
all these games. With meanwhile, we've been winning all these games. We put up 7-8 runs in the first 4 innings.
Overall bullpen ERA.
Yeah, with how bad
bullpen
the bullpen
is.
Like,
I feel like we put up so many runs
like
that it doesn't
fucking
matter.
Game, I feel like every like second or third day I see this motherfucker Jake Diekman blows.
Dude,
I'm like, oh,
they
like
go
yeah.
up in every game. They go up like 7-2 in the fifth, and then like they win every game like 7-6. It's crazy.
It's insane.
But you know what? They're winning right now. They're gonna have to make a move for a reliever. All right,
can you pause? Can you pause Cantalina real quick for copyright?
Oh my god.
I'm really like I said before, I said that the Mets were good on paper, and you notice the difference when Alvarez went down, shit was kind of hitting the fan, and then you see Quintana catch pitching to Alvarez,
Manaea
pitching to Alvarez, much
he's
better
than Christian Scott for some fucking reason.
You guys suck with Christian Scott. I don't know what it is.
No, he's never pitched that many innings in his
life.
That's
almost kind of the that's the same thing with Luis Gil too.
But if we can get him,
and I love Christian Scott. I love the way he throws. I think
he's gonna be a very good.
He's
gonna
be a serviceable player.
Yeah,
in this league.
He'll be a good 3-4.
Yeah,
3.5 ERA, 3.8 ERA every year.
Definitely,
he'll never be a stud, but he'll be a filler.
Yeah,
he'll be like a Mike Pelfrey. If anyone out here remembers that.
What a throwback.
That's a great throwback.
As
me
and my father like to say, the liquor.
MLB 2K8 legend,
if you ever watched Mike Pelfrey pitch, you know why I'm calling him the liquor. Because he used to...
He used to lick his palm. That's right.
He used to lick his palm before every freaking pitch.
How about that one?
I'll never forget.
Who called Matt Harvey did cocaine when his nose started bleeding on the mound?
I didn't say it at the time, but
when I saw it
years later, I'm
but
like, wow, this
didn't,
guy
like,
was
someone
literally
we know
blown
was like,
probably
out
the most electric picture we've seen since Doc. No, I mean,
yeah, honestly,
that happened when
because
I was like 13
this,
and now being
I,
older,
I,
I'm like,
I bring
whoa,
this up because
I loved it though.
It's
every
just so
of
funny,
it.
Like looking back on it now. And I remember I told Tim this, I was going on a walk one day and I see, friends of the program. Great listeners, Denise and Rich Windrum.
Shout out to the Windrums.
Outstanding Met fans, outstanding people. All four members of that family are outstanding. I was on my walk. I saw Rich and Denise. They were walking on the other side of me, and the Mets were absolutely terrible. And I just could not bring. And Rich is a giant Met fan.
Oh my god, he's as big as they come.
Yes,
that's what she
said. I could not bring up the Mets to this guy because I was just like, I'm just gonna break this guy. And I just said, "Congrats to Mary on graduating."
And you know what, Stan?
Like, I was just like, I'm like, this guy's just gonna like.
You know what, Stan? Now they got 49 wins.
Now they got 49
wins. We're sitting at their wild card spot. Are they okay? Let me ask you this realistically: Are they a legit dangerous team in the NL? Honestly. I feel like with that lineup, dude.
If they make additions to the bullpen, that's a thing.
They need lefty bullpen pitchers.
Lefty bullpen guys. Kodai Senga needs to come back.
The Ghost Fork.
The Ghost Fork, motherfucker.
I'm also just so torn between, like, I love Luis Severino and I love J.D. Martinez.
I like J.D. on your team, by the way.
J.D. Martinez is the biggest help to Mark Vientos we could have ever asked for.
The problem with them is like it's like even if we play good, like it's like, dude, we have them for 1 year. Like we're not like we might be a good team. Like we have this run going and everything. I just don't see this team winning a World Series. And maybe not Martinez. Maybe I could see keeping Martinez, but I don't see a world where it's... If Severino's one of the best pitchers on the market, he's going to... Right now, he's going to be one of the best pitchers on the market come trade deadline, because there's not really going to be a lot of teams because of the National League.
Now, you mentioned the trade deadline.
It's just a one-year deal.
Now, you mentioned the trade deadline.
Okay, I'm just saying, he is on a one-year deal. Why not ride it out, though? I mean, the situation you're in right now.
That's fair.
If you could get a top pitching prospect to help us 2 years from now, when everyone in our system's back, like, we'll be so much better off.
Yeah. So, I do want to get. So we're gonna mention Mets. Yankees. Then we're gonna go All-Star break. Then we're gonna go. Yankees. Then All-Star break. And then we're gonna go trade deadline. Sorry. So let's go Yankees. Let's talk some Yankees. It's so weird how it's like this team wins a series for the first time in what seemed like forever. And then,
God, that Red Sox series was sick for me.
That was disgusting. And then,
what are you gonna do about Raffy? That guy owns you.
Yeah, I mean,
Gerrit Cole.
I've come to terms with that, but it's the thing is, it, like,
oh, you know what? Wait,
the
Stan.
Baltimore series. We gotta talk about the Baltimore.
Okay, but real quick. I mean, This is just way out of the blue, but I don't know why I saw this. Real fun fact. Just give your best guess, okay? Okay. The most successful batter all time against Max Scherzer.
It's definitely some random AL or NL.
It's NL. Interdivisional.
So he's on the...
Well, interdivisional when he was on Washington. There you go. NL East.
So he's on the Mets.
He was on the Mets.
Was on the Mets at one point. For whatever reason, I want to say, like... I want to say, like, Ruben Tejada.
No, give me a guess. He's still on the Mets?
Used to be. Still plays.
Still plays.
Yes.
This is.
No. Good. That's a good guess. I don't even know if that's a good guess, but I mean.
Well, no, he was. He was.
I love. I would love that bet. I would love that.
He was teammates with
Scherzer
at one point.
Yes. Yes. You want me to tell you?
Yeah.
Michael Conforto.
Oh, my God. He's on the Giants, right? He's still on the Giants?
Having a tough season, but. I still would love him back. Bring him back. Yes.
All right. Let's go to the Yankees now. That Baltimore series, and I know you win the series, and I know stuff's going great, all that. Like, that third game was just disgusting. And, like, there's so many questions with the Yankees. And there's only one question. Honestly, I know I just said there's so many questions. But there's one
There's a lot of questions,
there's
honestly.
There's one question with the Yankees right now. Who the fuck is going to produce outside of Juan Soto and Aaron Judge?
How much do you miss my boy Harrison Bader right now?
Oh, my God. Really. Is Trent Grisham better
off? Verdugo.
Trent Grisham had a great game.
Verdugo's also not even half of what Bader is right now, man.
Oh, my God.
Verdugo can't hit. Stan,
Alex Verdugo and Harrison Bader played the same position. Even though they don't,
but still, it's the same type of guy. It's Judge love Bader, and he said, "Go out and get me another guy like that." I've had, trust me, this has not been the first time I've been told about this. I've been told about this by other Yankee fans.
Okay,
Bader's just unreal. But I don't root for the Yankees to lose. I don't root for the Yankees to lose.
I don't root for the Mets to lose either.
I seriously don't know what the fuck's wrong with them. Like, they all suck.
I shouldn't have went
with Bader. I should have went with Luis Torrens.
Well, yeah.
I should have went with that.
Yeah,
you traded him for
that,
cash.
Honestly.
Yeah, we give you like 500,000.
He's 9 for 10 throwing guys out now, right now. So
every time he plays, he gets like an RBI double.
Because our catcher depth is just like
it was great, right?
I mean, there were so many people, but if you think here's the thing.
I know.
Ben Rice is a natural catcher.
Ben Rice could be the savior, though.
Ben Rice,
Step up. Yo, Glaber's done.
He's done.
Glaber's done.
Okay, so here's
Glaber actually is just like Glaber's like.
Here's what. So
I listen to it on I listen to WFAN every day, and they say it all the time. Glaver is actually hard to watch as a baseball fan. He just doesn't give a fuck, bro. He doesn't try.
So
listen
to this. The major league average in OPS is 704. The only three Yankees who have a higher OPS than 704: Juan Soto, Aaron Judge, Ben Rice. That's it.
Ben Rice and what, 12 at bats?
Yeah, I, 12, I mean, sample three. Size is...
This guy's got a 3-home-run game.
All right, all right, all right. I mean, like...
That was awesome.
All right, fine. You Ben Rice, fine. Play him at first base. But like, what's the answer at second? What's the answer at third? I just...
That's the thing.
Behind the dish, too. I mean...
Here's the thing. There's so many answers. Not answers, but so many questions where it's like, I don't think you address all these questions. You're definitely going to go get a bullpen arm because I said this before on last episode. The Yankees pride themselves on having an outstanding bullpen, and right now the bullpen's not great. The bullpen is not great.
I think the problem, too, is that like you knew it was going to come at some point, but LeMahieu and Rizzo were both going to shut down. I think they got really screwed that it happened in the same year.
Well, you were kind of feeling it with Rizzo in the beginning of last year.
They both had great baseball careers.
No, yeah, absolutely.
Both great players.
Absolutely.
They gotta go.
The fact that it happened in the same
year. As I would say, they're both the definition of shot. They're done. They can't really play anymore.
They can't even play in the field anymore,
which is a dead giveaway. They shouldn't even be playing.
Yeah.
Like, Rizzo's glove was always great. He was a gold glover when he was in Chicago.
Yeah.
He was a gold glover.
He won a gold glove. Yeah. He won a gold glove at the Yankees.
Did he?
I think he did.
I don't know. I knew he was a gold glover.
But he, like, his first 2 years with the Yankees, he was...
He's not the same.
He's not the... But
not
his
even
first
close.
2 years with the Yankees...
And it's
going,
your fault. And it's the Yankees' fault because, you know what?
You're pointing at me like...
Because you're like Steinbrenner playing him through those concussions last year.
I was pissed off with the
concussions. Now he's got the mind of a seventh grader and he can't do shit at the plate.
He's got CTE.
So.
The funniest shit ever this... The funniest shit this year with Rizzo, he hit a home run, and we were like, he was on like a skid in the beginning of the year, and then he hit a home run in Arizona. I think it was Arizona. It's either Arizona or Milwaukee. And then he hit a home run, and someone in the dugout was like, "Yeah, CTE, my ass." I was like, "Oh shit, they listen to us."
Give me viable targets. You know, guys for the Mets and Yankees that you could target as a bullpen arm.
Well, they wanted, so from what I've heard,
Robertson.
Not Robertson. No, Texas wants to. Texas kind of wants to make a second half surge. Seager's hurt. I believe Semien was hurt as well.
Is Mason Miller an actual?
Here's the thing: the one team, the
that would be if we got Mason Miller.
The one team that I am worried about that will get Mason Miller is the Baltimore Orioles.
And you know what? That would be ridiculous. That would be ridiculous.
That bullpen right now.
And they have enough guys to give up for that.
They have enough guys, and there's another guy too that I'm worried that they might trade for. Are you ready? Tim, it's my Cy Young pick.
Tarek Skubal, really?
Here's the thing. If the Orioles...
I don't think they're going to be that... Well, then you got to give up a good package for that. They're not going to be that quick to give up
here's
on that.
Tom Verducci said, the Dodgers and the Orioles have both been pretty aggressive in asking the Tigers for Tarek Skubal.
Why would you not be?
For the Dodgers' sake, I don't know
you
what
should
the
have started
hell
for the
doing.
AL, first of
here's
all.
Here's the thing with... Well, honestly, that's a strategy that Bruce Bochy did. With starting Corbin Burns, because the Rangers play the Orioles,
no,
in this series, so now Corbin Burns' arm is like, it's a good strategy.
I mean, I didn't think of that. You're thinking inside the box, way outside, inside and outside the box right now, Stan.
If you think about it; it's smart. But anyway,
now Pete's thinking about
it. If the Dodgers trade, like, here's the thing: the Dodgers have to give up a lot for Tarek Skubal. But in my opinion, the Baltimore Orioles are the only team that could give up their farm for Tarek Skubal and survive.
Well, because their farm's so deep.
Exactly.
I mean, you could give up your farm and still have Jackson Holliday, and that's still a... Jackson Holliday himself is a farm.
Exactly. Yeah, no. That's what I'm worried about, because I just feel like the... It's not... Because you have one of the best players. Honestly, let's just say it right now. One of the best players in baseball right now, Gunnar Henderson.
Yeah,
one of the best
obviously. Players in and you're not going to move on him from short.
You
but-
have the best catcher in baseball in Allie Rutschman.
Catcher in the National League.
Who's the best catcher in the National League? No.
What?
He's up there, but no. I'd say Allie Rutschman is better than Francisco.
No, in the National League.
In the National League?
JT's not having... Real Muto's not having a better year.
Fair. All right.
Wilson Contreras not having a better year.
Okay.
Stupid guinea. Take it. I'm Italian. I don't give a fuck.
My friend, you got the Italian.
He's the dumbest Yankee fan ever.
And he even said that Francisco Alvarez is the most valuable player in the league right now. He's 22 years old and whatever. Yeah. That has nothing to do with the bomb I'm about to drop.
Okay. What was your bomb?
This is my bomb.
We'll move it up.
This is my bomb. This is my bomb. I want Pete Alonso the fuck out of New York. I think he is the biggest freaking loser.
You definitely saw the home run.
No, no, no. I've been saying this for 2-3 months now. He, since they've gotten hot, what's his average since they got hot? Well, let me tell you, it hasn't got up.
Report.
He hasn't done. Oh wow, that's gross.
No, wait. Holy shit.
It's coming up.
It's coming down. It's coming down. We're good.
What
a pour.
But if this run hasn't shown you enough, the fact that Alonso hasn't contributed really much at all to this entire run is but he hasn't hit home runs. He was on a home run streak. He was on a home run streak, not hitting anything for about 12 or 13 straight games, I think it was. And he also wasn't driving. He wasn't driving in runs. He was not integral to any part of this comeback in the season. And I think that just shows that he's going to be gone by the end of the year. I'm not paying this guy $200 million to be my first baseman. Absolutely not.
Okay, but let me just... All right. You move on from him.
You guys have your Met debate. I'm going to go pee.
Okay. Pick that one up.
Yeah. Go for it.
I mean, you move Vientos to first? I mean, I don't...
You can play... Yes, exactly. You move Vientos to first, and then when Ronnie Mauricio comes back next year, he's at third.
Yeah.
And, you know, who's playing second? Luis Angel Acuna.
Yeah.
Because you know what we're going to do?
The thing is, Vientos... I think Vientos is... That's an off-season kind of thing. You groom him,
Vientos,
you know?
Vientos is just... Oh, my God. He's my favorite player on the team.
He's my favorite player in the Mets.
Conforto was my favorite player in the Mets, like my childhood.
Vientos is the Conforto.
Now Vientos is about to be my favorite player. Because I love Alvarez, but he's going to be like the two...
Alvarez is the cornerstone of our franchise. Is the cornerstone of our franchise.
His name hasn't been brought up once during this entire thing. And he honestly probably really is the main reason that this whole thing started. His batting average is over 300 since he got this switch. He's batting almost 320. He's hitting home runs left and right. He's driving in runs like nobody's business. That's my fucking switch hitting Dominican Republic motherfucker.
Francisco Lindor.
Puerto Rican, I'm sorry. His smile. Francisco Lindor. I've never talked shit about him, even when he's in his slumps, because goddammit, even when he's slumping, he comes out every day and plays no matter what.
He plays every game.
He doesn't sit out because of rest. He doesn't need a day off because it was a day game or if they're a night game. He doesn't need any crap like that. And he goes out there every day. And you know what? When the Mets suck, he takes every single question
from the
media
blame.
And wears it on his shoulder. You don't hear anyone asking Nimmo. You don't hear anyone asking Alonso the tough questions. No, only Lindor gets the tough questions.
And you know what? He gets criticized on social media so much.
He gets criticized by WFAN and cowards like Sal Acata.
Yeah.
Cowards. Like Sal Acata every single day.
Brandon Tierney and Sal Acata.
Tierney's all right. He's all right. He's BT. Just stupid. Sal is.
BT was riding Zach Wilson to the.
Sal is unintelligible. I listen to that show every single day just because I like to be angry in my life.
I do the same thing on Monday morning.
No. Monday through Friday drive is Boomer and Geo. Monday through fucking Friday midday. BT and Sal.
You get football season going around on Monday morning. You get BT and Sal saying Zach Wilson's the truth for like an hour and a half, and I just want to call in and completely agree.
3, 2, 1, yeah. Okay, so All-Star break. It feels like there wasn't any buzz with this.
This was like the worst home run derby ever. Thanks, Zane. The national anthem was hilarious.
Oh my God, Ingrid. Oh honey, you know that episode of How I Met Your Mother? There's an episode of How I Met Your Mother. Katy Perry guest stars in it, and they just like she.
I feel bad, but I don't.
What she did before, right now. So
having a few brews
right now. Just guys being dudes.
Talking Mets.
Exactly.
Let's go Mets.
Yeah, but All-Star break didn't really have the It didn't really have the buzz that it had in years
God,
past.
God, Pete Alonso let everyone down.
I'm sorry. You have to stop with that. I had. You ready for this? You ready for this? I sent you a thing that I found on Twitter, and it almost worked. I had Bobby Witt to win the fucking whole thing.
Ozuna from the Braves?
I had Bobby Witt to win the whole thing.
Yeah, he couldn't hit that one out, could he?
Yeah, the fucking indoor stadium.
It's like the worst home run derby in recent history.
It wasn't the worst home run. I've seen much worse.
You know
worse.
What? I get people say the 10-ounce takes way too long, but goddamn it, give me the 10-ounce.
Yo, knows baseball. No, I'd like the 10. No, it wasn't even the 10 outs. It was like 40 pitches or like a minute 30 or something like that. I forget
I
what it
know.
Was.
Pete Alonso's pitcher.
They have to bring.
Stop bringing out grandpas.
Yeah,
bring out some young
they
people.
Gotta br- they got to. They.
The reason he lost, like, the
yeah.
Time
yeah.
Why wouldn't you throw like.
They have to have to bring out the 10 outs.
Dude,
we've said this before.
Bring
we'll
out
say
a
it again.
Starter. Like, be like, yo, DeGrom, throw BP for me
yeah.
real quick.
Right. But it feels like there wasn't any buzz with this All-Star. Like, even like 2 years ago. Like, the All-Star game had buzz. Yeah. The All-Star game had buzz 2 years ago because it was Judge was having that historic season. And then, you know, he was a free agent at the same time.
I don't know.
So it was...
Stan, the AL beats the NL every year. And the Home Run Derby is just...
Paul Skeens was cool.
You know what? I'm one of the only few that's going to say, why is he the starter?
Why is he the starter? Because there's no other... starting caliber pitcher in the National League.
All right, you're telling me one of those four Phillies guys that didn't make it who have... all right, low ERA, whatever.
Low ERA, like, ERA is the biggest sham.
Ranger Suarez, I mean, dude, he's going to win a Gold Glove as a pitcher. His defensive run saves is super high. You know, 1.85 ERA, and he has 100 more innings pitched.
I'll just say this.
I get it. Headlining. I get the
headlining. Number one, and, like, I get, like... and. People's counterpoint could be, oh, well, Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce, all this, whatever. Paul Skeens.
Like,
throws gas, number one.
All right, fine.
Number two, just got drafted. That rarely happens in the sport.
No, I get it. I get the
hype. And he's dating one of the most beautiful women on the planet.
All right, Stan, I understand all that. I'm just saying, if we're baseball respect-wise, and you're going off the full season as what it's been, dude, Ranger Suarez... by far is most deserving, and then you can put Zach Wheeler in a conversation. Even Chris Sale,
yeah.
And you're gonna those are the three top for Cy Young voting, and then you're gonna tell me a guy who's not even in that conversation yet because the innings pitched hasn't been there, and you're gonna tell me he's the starter. I don't know. It doesn't sit right with me. I understand, and I get Corbin Burns. You know, the AL Tarik Skubal should have been starting.
Tarik Skubal absolutely should have been starting.
Whatever, but the All-Star game is what it is. It's the same thing every year. AL NL is what it is. AL wins every year. And you know what? Thank God it doesn't decide the World
Series
anymore. It doesn't
decide home field advantage.
That is ridiculous.
That was the stupidest rule.
But you know what?
It was the stupidest rule, but I understood why they did it.
Because it's a lot of... it's you know what?
Because
there's pressure.
Because back then, the All-Star game was dying.
It mattered.
It was dying.
And then it mattered.
And then they made that rule
and
of
it
whoever
made it matter.
Wins it gets home field of the World Series.
Bring it back. Bring it back.
I don't think they should bring it back.
Come on.
I don't know.
Stan, I would tune in for that then. I didn't watch the All-Star game this year because I didn't care. But if that's who's getting home field advantage.
Fair.
I mean, that's.
Fair enough.
Putting games in the line there.
Fair enough. Trade deadline. Yankees are looking at Jazz Chisholm. I would like that.
An electric fat. He'd be so good in New York.
I know. He would fit.
He'd be
right
the perfect
in.
Center fielder for you guys.
Well, no. They won't. Apparently, he was taking reps at second base.
He does play middle infield, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, are you going to put – so when Dominguez comes back, how's the outfield going to work? Does he go to center?
I would think he goes to center and Soto Judge goes
but
to
just
left.
Off AC – what is it, Tommy John?
Torn off of Tommy John, but now he has a oblique.
Dude, that's DH written all over it. That's I mean, I maybe then, give him the year off.
But here's the thing. Before Giancarlo got hurt,
yeah, no, I'm not. No,
he
not
was
knocking.
Having a good year.
No. Not knocking that. I'm just saying, DH if anything, but if not, why even play him?
Yeah, it seems like even
unless you need
even
him.
Going into this year, it didn't seem like that they were gonna play him.
No, I
especially with the Verdugo. I feel like if they were healthy, they weren't gonna play the Dominguez.
Right, and they bolstered up the outfield for a reason. It made sense.
Yeah. Okay.
The Futures game. You watch any of that?
I did not.
Pete, who was the Mets starter that went crazy?
Oh,
dude,
the tackle
person?
No.
No. They drafted him in the 15th round, right? Yeah. Okay. We're going to move on from baseball. We are now moving on to the British Open. We were supposed to have this episode yesterday. Let me just get to my point. We were supposed to have this episode yesterday, and then some scheduling conflicts. We're having it now. So no predictions, considering that everything's live, so then everything would be biased, because I do have Justin Thomas. I had Justin Thomas in my predictions to go far, and now he's top five, so now all you people would think it would be fake. So...
Fake.
Fake news. Peter here has an omen, which I'm very creeped out by.
Wait, hold on. Are you giving your predictions?
No. No. No, you can go right ahead. I'll give my one and final prediction. I think, give me the Irishman, Shane Lowry, based off of
whoa,
nothing.
Whoa. The omen just got way weirder.
Oh, shit, really?
You just fed into the omen.
I fed into the omen?
Whoa.
Say it.
Okay. So, hold on. Shane Lowry is in second place right now in the British Open going into day two. He's one stroke behind the lead.
Okay.
The last time he won the British Open.
He was one stroke behind the lead.
No.
Oh.
He celebrated around the country of Ireland, which is his native country.
Yes.
Which happened to be the last, that year he won it, happened to be the last year that I was in Ireland.
Oh, this is fuck. Wait, it's in Ireland this year?
No. The last time he won, it was in Ireland, but that was also the last time I was in Ireland.
Now you're going to Ireland. I'm going to Ireland soon.
I'm going to Ireland next Friday. But hold on, the omen gets a little weirder. I was leaving the Friday after the British Open ended when Shane Lowry won the last British Open. Put the motherfucking house on Shane Lowry.
Oh my god.
This will be the second time he's ever won a major. He's ever won a fucking PGA Tour event. And it will be the second time after I've been in Ireland that Friday after. Put your house on it. That was the omen that was getting dropped on you. I can't believe you predicted him to win, too, right before that. That was, like, crazy. That just fed. That's how you fed into the omen.
That just fed into the agenda right
there. Exactly.
Now. Oh, my God.
There you go. There you go. We're draining the swamp.
This basement, man. Jesus. This basement, the OG days.
Oh my god.
How crazy is that though?
That's insane.
It's like, oh, the last time you're there. And it's like, oh no, the last time he won it, I was going the next Friday and I went to Ireland while he was doing like the Bryson DeChambeau type tour. What he did.
Yes.
He's doing that with Clara Jug when I was on. So he would be doing the exact same thing this year. Just, I think that's an omen. And so.
Okay.
Yo, Stan, I hate to jump to what I saw because we're not there yet. But I'm way too excited to say, Stan, I shot a career best the other day.
Played a great round of golf this weekend.
Stan, career best playing with this kid.
Oh, shit.
He can attest. Legit.
You
legit 82. Rivervale.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Nice.
Thank you.
Nice.
Thank you.
You two can attest to me being fucking terrible at golf that one weekend.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Yeah, that was a toughie, Stan.
That was tough.
Good drinking though.
We weren't even drinking.
No, drinking after.
Oh, drinking after. Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, a little slamming on the.
Watching some great puck.
slamming the table. Went to the bar for the Rangers game.
Yeah. Didn't realize what else was happening. What else was happening? But that will be discussed off air. But anyway, that will be discussed off air. Anyway,
I did not have sexual relations with that.
I'm gonna say this right now.
All right, give it to me straight. Give me your best corner.
Giants Hard Knocks.
No, give me best cornerback of all time. I got
my.
Yeah, do about Rushmore. But you know what? Give me.
Can we do about Rushmore draft?
Yeah, let's do about Rushmore draft.
Yeah, that.
But before
be
we do that, I'm not.
Research a good one.
Yeah, I'm not letting you dodge. I'm not letting you dodge the bullet here because this is. You got two Jets fans sitting in the room right here. That 09 season doesn't sit in your head a little bit?
No, it does. It's he's in consideration.
Oh, what are you thinking over there, Bengals fan?
Here's the thing. We are under. I'm very drunk.
Oh, dude, I'm having a great time. I mean, these mini Stellas are crazy.
I'm very drunk. So my thought, like, I could say one person, and then I could see, like, another person's highlight take the next day and be like, okay, it's him.
All right, let's be honest. Is it between two for you, or is Champ Bailey in that conversation?
No, Champ Bailey is nowhere near.
Okay, so then it's between two. And we know the Revis? Two is between. And Deion.
Oh, shit. Oh, yeah, it's Deion. Sorry.
Oh, my God, who are you comparing it to?
It's Deion, Revis. I honestly would not put Champ Bailey at three. Honestly,
all right.
I would put Ty Law at three.
All right, I'm going to.
And Champ Bailey.
All right. Then he's doing. We want Mount Rushmore. Here's Mount Rushmore. Four best quarterbacks of all time. I'm going to start with Stan. Then it goes Pete, Aiden, me. Stan. All right.
I don't know.
All right, we'll go OG real quick. It's going to go Stan, me, then Pete. Pete's going to finish it out. Stan, you're going to start. Give me the four.
Tom Brady.
At one? Or is it just in the. No, we're not doing ranking. Just Tom Brady.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Tom, Brady. Tom Brady.
Tom
Brady. Tom
Brady.
Tom
Brady. Tom Brady.
Tom Brady. Yeah. Well, here we go.
Aiden. Oh, I thought.
Give me the. You give me.
No.
Oh,
then Aiden goes, then you go, then Pete goes.
Oh,
then
right.
I go for my second.
Oh, so we're.
No. I would go twice.
Oh, because it's a snake, yes.
Oh, we're doing a draft, right?
It's a snake, yeah.
All right, you got Brady? Are you in this?
I have
no?
Brady.
All right, sure.
Okay, well, come over here. Come over here. Me? All right. I'm gonna take Peyton at two. If we're gonna, I'm
Peyton
taking Peyton
at two. Okay. Pete. All right.
So I go back to back. Okay.
Yeah, you go back to back.
I'll take Montana.
All right. Then.
I think the next one. I hope he comes to me. I don't. You're not gonna take him. Here. Wait. You need this.
Wait. I took my first pick. I take Montana, and then I'm gonna go. He didn't win a Super Bowl, but Dan Marino.
Okay. Timothy.
Snake comes back to me.
I just realized that.
I got Peyton Manning. I got two guys I can pick from right now. I think you're going to take the other one if I don't take him, but just based off passing yards, I'm going to take Drew Brees.
Fuck. Okay. I'm going to go with a little bit of a throwback, but again, I just think that I feel like he's just too good of a quarter. It's such a big throwback. My number two is Johnny Unitas.
Yep, that's a great pick.
Pete? Oh, wait, then I
got it. It's you,
oh,
then
shit,
me.
It's me. All right. Let's see. Roger Staubach.
Roger Staubach?
Yep.
That's a good pick. You know what? A guy that didn't even go yet, and I now have Peyton Manning, Drew Brees, and Aaron Rodgers.
Ooh.
I'm going to take those three, and I feel real good about that.
My draft's getting easier and easier. Have these kids ever watched the old-timers? Who I got now? I got Montana, Marino, and now I got John Elway.
Fuck you.
Holy shit, dude. If you think I haven't won, you're lost. Oh, my God. I have
another
one.
Too.
Holy shit. Wow, that's really crazy. I would go with probably, if I have another pick, I would say, this is my last pick, right?
Yeah.
Fuck. Should I go with a little spunk for this one?
Go with spunk.
I'll go with spunk. I'll go.
Oh, you gotta come off the
plane. Patrick Mahomes.
Oh! All right, not a bad pick.
All right. You're up now.
I was about to say RG3.
That sounded a crazy selection. You know what? I might go off the board, too. Give me Warren Moon.
Warren Moon. Okay, so you two fucking Jet fans didn't fucking pick this guy. I'm going with Brett Favre.
Nah, I didn't even. You know, a lot of interceptions, not for me.
You could kick a 53-yard field goal with a chance at the Super Bowl on the line. That guy's a fucking legend. Paul Allen. Oh, my God. You could kick a 53-yard field goal with a trip to the Super Bowl on the line. Yeah, Pete's. All right. What I saw at EA Sports College.
All right. You know, we already did what I saw, Stan. We're going to go to a top five list we haven't done in a while. Mm-hmm. We'll do top five.
It's just segments, dude. It's a fucking live podcast. It's a little bit longer than usual, but fuck it. The boys are having
a good time.
The boys are buzzing.
Let's do a good top five here. Pete, you know what? You rally off. You think of a top five. You take a spike and you rally off whatever you think it is. And then we're gonna go 1-1-1. We're gonna go around the board here.
All right. Wait, what am I? I'm picking the category.
Top five, whatever.
Oh my god, my shorts are.
Go top five TV shows.
Oh, we
keep
it
simple.
We already did that. You know
what? Okay. No. Okay. Hold on. What's something you haven't done?
No. I like top five TV shows.
No, but we already did that.
All right, wait, should we do something else? What should we do? Top five.
Oh, I got it.
Tim's got it.
Nah, I take that back. Top five sporting game, like sporting, like top five games of all time. I'd be too specific.
I think, honestly, we already did that.
Yeah.
We already did that.
Maybe top five fucking beers.
Yeah,
I
like that.
I think we did that.
You know what? We may have, I don't know if we did do that, Stan.
Wait.
We did top five beverages.
I got one.
We never did top five.
I think I got one. Hang on. I think I got one. This is very,
Let's go top five favorite hockey players of all time.
No, I have one. We're trying to make it not sports related. Not Mount Rushmore.
And I can't call it nothing.
I don't think you caught that. Uh-oh, Peter. I'm trying to fucking find the one. Now I lost it.
Let's do top five beers.
No. Top five.
Stan is the Nazi of top five.
No, I'm not like the... I'm not that. I had a thought, and then I was like, wait, I have it, and then I fucking lost it. And now I'm.
How about top five beers, like summer beer, like your next beer, like shower beer.
That's too much to think about right now.
Well, why would you top? What did I say? Top five
shows. Ooh.
I think it's fine.
Top five. Of guys not to fuck with.
It's kind of zesty, Stan.
Play the crickets.
Let's do top five TV shows.
I don't know if anyone remembers you and Timmy's top five TV.
I don't remember mine. That was 50 episodes ago.
Yeah, fair, honestly. All right, we'll do TV shows. All right, so we'll do 1-1-1-1. All right, so Tim, you start.
All right. I mean, for five, we go 5-1 here, by the way. Just to keep that in mind.
Yeah, we go 5-1, not
1-5. So it's you rank them 5-1.
Okay. Yeah.
All right. So we start at 5.
You can have, like, repeats.
Yeah.
So let's say, like, my favorite, it's not my number one show, but, like, let's say, like, my number one show is Friends. Like, that could be, like, Aiden's number 3.
All right, 5, I'm going to go Band of Brothers just because it's a little short, but it's a great show. It's a great show.
Fucking incredible show.
I'm going to go 5. I'm going to go a little local. I'm going to go the King of Queens.
Local family-owned joint, Domino's. It's down the street.
Domino's.
Arthur. Rest in peace, Jerry Stiller.
Jerry Stiller's the best. Him. R.I.P.
My number 5. We're going to go with The Office. Aiden, you're number 5.
TV shows in.
Careful.
You know what a TV is?
TV shows.
I think it's gonna get up. TV shows like.
Get real close to that mic.
Yeah, you gotta get real close to it.
Like make out with it.
Yeah, you gotta like almost like.
Can it be like a suspenseful TV show?
Any TV show. Get real close to that mic.
Whatever.
Yeah, it could be any TV show. You
Better
fucking spend.
Better Call Saul is 5.
Why'd
you make that so ominous?
Wait, is he not 4?
What? TV show?
Is he not 4 now?
Yeah. Tim, you're at 4. What's your number 4? Number 4.
Number 4, I'm going to go Regular Show, dude. I love that show. Cartoon, but I love Regular Show. It's a great show.
I've kind of been like the man of the songs tonight. But I'm going to do it again.
That's your number 4. That's your number 4. That's a shame. Alright, Sopranos. This is number 4.
Sopranos 4.
My number four is Friends. This is the only two sitcoms on my list, Friends and The Office.
Yeah, they're back to back. I don't know. It's kind of questionable.
You'll find out. You'll see. Aiden.
SpongeBob.
You heard it here first, folks.
Wow. Insane. All right. Tim, you're number three.
My number three is going to be a Larry David special, Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Very nice.
Fantastic show. Nice. Hilarious. If you ever seen
oh,
it.
Oh, fuck. Oh,
your
God,
list is screwed because,
Larry David.
Because you forgot about Seinfeld, and now your list is screwed.
I did. My list is fucked.
I didn't.
I didn't forget
about it.
All right, let me swap The Office and let me put Seinfeld. Friends at 5, Seinfeld 4. Thank you.
Am I good?
Yeah, you're good.
Okay. Wait, hold on. I just mixed up 3 and 2. Okay. Peaky Blinders, 3.
Okay. My number 3, I'm currently in the middle of watching the show, but I don't care. The Wire.
Ooh, that's Pete's. That's Pete's, like, 1. You just picked his favorite show right there. Look at him. Look at his face.
I'm in the middle. Like, let me just say.
He's shaking his head like it's not number.
I'm in the middle.
It might be number 2.
I just after watching. I'm not even like halfway through the second season, and it's already like number. I love Jimmy McNulty. You know who I love? Bubs.
Bubs is lit.
Bubs is awesome. Love Bubs. Let me get it. Let me get in there.
All right, Aiden.
Aiden, you're number 3.
All right, Game of Thrones.
Ooh, Game of Thrones. Breaking news. EA Sports College Football 25 which is downloaded in Peter Murray's place.
Breaking news. All right, before we go loco, let me give you my number 2.
Yeah.
Seinfeld. Yeah. I mean, let's stop with the charades here. That's just, it's the B-movie on crack.
The Wire, 2. Give me it. All day long.
Number 2, Breaking Bad.
Ooh, Aiden.
I'm Breaking Bad now.
Well, you're Breaking Bad it too?
Yeah, they're coming to
my. Aiden's Breaking Bad as well at number 2. Tim, you're number 1.
And my mind has been enabled in the memory of you over. Entourage, baby. Every day of the week, that is number 1.
My number 1.
Your eyes don't work?
Yo.
Get the fuck out. It's on my list, but it's a great show.
Victory!
It's mine, too.
It's the number 1 of the
folks. Number 1. One of the greatest show of all time. The Sopranos.
Stan, you're sitting 3-1 here. My mind had been able. Ugh. Stan, this has been a great episode.
Not so fast, baby, bro.
It's on my tab.
I do follow Jerry Ferrara on Twitter. He is a very gettable guest.
Stan.
Turtle's a very gettable guest.
Stan, this has been...
What an episode.
Yeah, I appreciate both, you know, Pete and Aiden coming out. This has been great.
We should do this one summer, in the coming weeks, where we just, like, bullshit.
No, dude, I'm telling you. We need to get, like, a first take, a great couple argumentative segments. This would be a great... This is a great episode. Let's keep this up.
This is an awesome episode. Are we doing the outro?
Give the outro, Stan.
Give the outro? All right. That's going to wrap it up. Be sure to follow us on Instagram, X, and TikTok. Although this episode will not be on YouTube, please subscribe to our YouTube. Please like our latest video on YouTube. Please leave a comment. And even though I think I already said that, but anyways... be sure to follow us and rate us on Spotify.
5 stars?
5 stars only. And we will see you guys next week.
This was awesome. I had a great time.
146 episodes.
Aiden, Peter, thank you. This was great.
Thank you guys for coming on.
This was great.
I will give my recap of my journey as a coach and
EA Dukes. Go Dukes.
I left JMU.
Oh, this motherfucker.
I left JMU. I got a better job. The offensive coordinator at Michigan.
Yeah, this man's eating up UNLV. All right.
Hail to the victors.
All right, wrap it up. All right,
peace out.
It's all about ruckus.
All right, peace out, guys.